My Sunday school lesson was about Jesus' 12 disciples. A disciple is a follower, and Mary's lamb followed her everywhere she went.
Her lamb followed her to school one day, and a disciple is a follower. So the name of my story is Mary's Disciple. Luke 9, let's read verses 23 and 24. Then Jesus said to them all, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." Our story, Mary's Disciple. Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb. Kelly stopped singing as she entered the kitchen. "Hi, Mom," she said. "I'm going to go do my Sunday school lesson right now, and then I want to go play with Josie, okay?"
"Sounds fine," agreed Mom.
Kelly resumed her song as she went to her room and got out her Sunday school book. It followed her to school one day, school one day, school one day. Then there was silence as Kelly got busy with her work. Soon the song began again. It made the children laugh and play, laugh and play, laugh and play. In the kitchen, Mom smiled as the singing got louder. A minute later, Kelly stood in the doorway. "I'm all done, Mom," she said, grinning at her mother. "Mary had a good disciple, didn't she?" Mom raised her brows. "A good what?" she asked. "A good disciple. My Sunday school lesson is about Jesus' 12 disciples. It says a disciple is a follower. And Mary's lamb followed her wherever she went," explained Kelly. "The lamb was a good disciple." Mom laughed. "I guess you're right," she said. "Like the song says, the lamb was so eager to be with Mary that it even followed her to school, and it didn't seem to be bothered by the children's laughter or jokes." "No," Kelly shook her head as she thought about it. "We should follow Jesus like that, shouldn't we? Even if kids at school think we're weird." "You're right about that," agreed Mom. "All of us who know Jesus, whether we're kids or adults, should closely follow him. We should do what he wants us to do, no matter what other people think." Mom gave Kelly a hug. "Thanks for sharing that good lesson, honey." Kelly stood thoughtfully beside the door. Then she gave a happy little skip. "I'm going over to Josie's now, Mom. I'll tell her about being Jesus' disciple and see if she wants to come with me to Sunday school tomorrow." "Okay," agreed Mom. "That's a good idea." Well, how about you? Do your classmates laugh if you talk about Jesus? Do they think you're a little strange when you bow your head and pray before you eat your lunch? Does anyone call you a goody-goody because you go to church and Sunday school regularly? Be a good disciple. A good follower of Jesus. Do the things that please him no matter what anyone says. Luke 9:23, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." And our key thought, be a good follower of Jesus. Hey, before we go, would you like to be put on the mailing list to get the Keys for Kids book? If you have it, you can read right along with me. It's free for those living in the U.S. and Canada, and includes anyone who has a U.S. zip code, such as those living in Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, the Micronesian Islands in the Pacific, and anyone living on a U.S. military base anywhere in the world. Ask for Keys for Kids and send your request to Keys for Kids Ministries, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan 49501. Here in the U.S., you can call our toll-free number, 888-224-2324. That's 888-224-2324. Bye now. Thanks so much for listening to Keys for Kids.